I'm very happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Kathleen Clausen. She is a nationally recognized singer and opera stage director, and Jill Harrington, who is president of the Santa Fe Opera Guild, and they are here to tell us about Opera 101, which is a sort of half-day class being taught on Saturday, March 22nd, up at the Santa Fe Opera. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Well, thanks for having us, Mary Charlotte. It's great to be here.
You've got a great tagline here, which is lust, revenge, greed, murder, beheadings, suicide, weird druid rituals, and cross-dressing.
All in a day's work with opera.
And this is for what you call opera virgins?
Yeah, the focus is to try to bring in people who have never been to the opera before, or who maybe have been one or two times and have sort of fallen away. Sometimes I think partly because they don't know how to go and how to best experience the event. And so this is a little sort of primer on how to best enjoy opera, a little bit of history, a little bit of what to look for. It's what I would need to go to a football game. So I'm trying to help people out to understand my sport, as it were.
But wait a minute. Football game has arcane rules and scores, and it doesn't make any sense. But opera is the stories of humanity.
Oh, absolutely true. But I think some people are afraid of it. There are some barriers to people attending opera. They're afraid that it's gonna be in a foreign language and I won't understand and I'll clap at the wrong time and that sort of thing. So I think my job is to help waylay those fears and make it so that people know what to expect. I think that's a big part of it, is like, what's going to happen when I'm there? You know, am I going to embarrass myself? And I want to make sure that people know, first of all, that that's not going to happen.
Unless they sing along.
Well, or especially if they're sitting next to me and they sing along, that would be a problem. But that seems unlikely for an opera virgin, wouldn't you say?
You never know. I'm just saying. What's to be embarrassed about, though? I mean, you just sit quietly and behold the spectacle.
Well, actually, I'm hoping that after this course that they'll do more than that. They'll be able to experience it on a deeper level.
So what do you teach?
Well, a little bit of everything. As I said, there'll be a little bit of history. Another tagline for this course is no readings, no tests, and no grades. So let's everybody just take a nice deep breath and realize that although this is a class, it's going to be fun. I started to enjoy opera literally sitting on my father's lap, listening to recordings and watching the score before I could read.
Wow. And so was he an opera singer?
My father was an engineer at Sandia Labs, who also has had a lead role at the Santa Fe Opera.
Wow.
So he was a very accomplished amateur singer, and it was a passion of his, and so, not surprisingly, it became a passion of mine as well. And I come to the art form with that sort of childlike wonderment that I've never lost. And so I try to help open people's eyes to the magic of what I think opera is. I think it's the greatest theatrical art form. It's this beautiful marriage of theater and music with spectacular stories that can change you.
What operas have you been changed by?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I so many. I think actually all of them. But one big one, my Santa Fe opera debut was with Dialogues of the Carmelites. And
Jill Harrington is swooning, ladies and gentlemen.
It was here in Santa Fe in 1999, and it's based on a true story. And it's a story of...
Isn't Dialogues of the Carmelites a kind of an oxymoron, since it's a silent order?
I know, isn't that interesting? But it's, of course, the dialogues between them and the story of what happens to these women, who, rather than renounce their faith, were beheaded. And the music is glorious. It ends with this fantastic choral piece. And one by one, each one of the nuns ascends the scaffold and is beheaded until there's one voice left.
Oh, my goodness.
It's really, look, goosebumps just talking about
it. She does. She has goosebumps.
And
what, do they have fake heads that fall down?
No, that was really interesting. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But so we rehearsed, and it's a very moving piece. As I said, it's based on a true story. So you know that not only are you doing this amazing piece of theater, but you're also telling something about people's lives that really happened. And Francesca Zambella, a very famous opera director, took us all to the convent here in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
And there's only one nun who's allowed to speak for the order, and we sang for them. And we had just finished rehearsing the final scene, and we were all very emotional. And they said, wait a minute, you don't get it. Why are you all crying? They're all thrilled. They're becoming martyrs. They're dying for their faith. You should be glowing with happiness.
And oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was really exciting. It was a great experience. And this bonding with this wonderful group of amazing singers. Patricia Rosette played the lead role. And then, of course, I had to be beheaded on stage, which was actually choreography. They built a great big scaffold, and we had to rehearse perfectly as the blade came down. There was a big basket that we would then sort of drop our head in and then go down
a
slide.
And it wasn't a real blade.
It wasn't a real blade, but it has an effect on you when you hear that chop.
Yeah.
And then you go down the slide and hang down there at the bottom of the scaffold with your friends.
So did that whole conversation about how, oh no, they'd be happy because they're martyrs, did that change the way you guys acted?
Oh, completely. Completely. Absolutely. It made a big difference in how we acted the rest of the piece. So, of course, that changed me, and here it is. Many, many years later, and it's as though it had just happened. And I think that many operatic experiences, people who love opera, people who've been to opera, can tell you about, oh, I remember 20 years ago I saw this piece, and this is the effect it had on me.
Yeah.
So that's what I want people to experience when they go to the opera.
And everybody experiences something different. Some people love the sound of opera singing. Some people hate it, but they like the theater of it.
Exactly. That's what I would say, is there's kind of something for everyone. And in the class, I try to say, well, you know what? Look at the lighting. Some people don't even, that's not something that they're attuned to. But I want to say, look at this. Here's how you look at that. Notice how that affects what you're doing. So the beginning, we'll be talking about the singing and just some sort of basic terminology, understanding how opera is made. And then the afternoon, we actually are going to talk about the theatrics of opera and bring in some of the staff from the opera production department with a real sort of hands-on showing props and costumes, that sort of thing.
So all of this is happening on Saturday, March 22nd, and tickets are going fast, ladies and gentlemen. But you can sign up by going to opera101santafe.com. You can also call 629-1410, extension 102, and that's in the 505 area code. Now, Jill Harrington, you are president of the Santa Fe Opera Guild. What does the Opera Guild do?
Actually, the Opera Guild takes the lead on the program. We actually did an Opera 101 4 years ago, and it was so popular that we did it a second year, and then the third year we did Opera 201, which was a huge, all of these have been sold out, and last year we did Costume and Character, You Are What You Wear. The Opera 101 and 201 received an Opera Volunteers of America Award for outstanding program. And we actually had on those first three programs a total of 584 participants new to opera. And so it's an idea that the Guild had and the opera brought into it, and they are a major player with us in providing the place, the people, the opera experts.
Jill Harrington is president of the Santa Fe Opera Guild. Kathleen Clausen is a nationally recognized singer and opera stage director. Once again, the website is opera101santafe.com. And we look forward to seeing you all there. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.